The Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority is replacing 2,100 lead lines in the city by the end of the year, and they're using a less invasive way to switch them out. 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis went to Squirrel Hill to observe the process called poling.
So this is how it works. Contractors dig a hole in between the house and the water line, which in this case runs below the sidewalk. They pull out the old lead service line while threading in a new copper line in its place.
Now we've done, we're ready to actually pull this lead line out, and you'll see the copper come through if everything works well.
That's David Kovacic, the superintendent of the replacement project. This method is a big contrast from the traditional trench digging because it only really impacts a few square feet of the front yard. Here's Bob Weimar, executive director of PWSA.
The open excavation is our last resort. And the reason for that is that we just don't want to disturb people's yards, and we don't want to disrupt trees that have been there for probably 50, 60 more years. And it's also more costly for us to do it that way.
Weimar estimates the poling method is half as expensive, but he says it's a method that doesn't always work, in part because Pittsburgh's topography can vary so much.
Right now it's working 80% of the time, but it may not work 80% of the time as we move into other neighborhoods.
About 130 houses in this neighborhood of Squirrel Hill will have their lines replaced. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.